One of two things. Either I got the urge to skewer a nose nugget, or sling a little bit of lead.
Time to wonder what it must be like to strap out a gun and pin on a bear and become a lawman. Yeah, I heard it. 211 in progress at the corner of 109 South Blauman Boulevard. I picked up my mic to acknowledge the call, and I took off. I got to the scene, and what I saw made me sick. There was a maggot standing there inside the store, gun to the head of a woman. And there were police officers crouched down behind their squad cars, talking to the guy through bullhorns. I just walked up to the guy. I said, "What's going on here, Lieutenant?" He said, "Well, we have a hostage situation. Apparently one, maybe two suspects held up inside there. They demand $1 million, a plane to Tanganyika. They want a car." I said, "No problem." I climbed behind the wheel of the squad car. Lieutenant said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to give him the car. Stand back." He said, "Wait a minute. Wait a minute." I rolled out the passenger side and came up. Oh, I got it. There was only one of them left alive. He was about 4 inches away from a shotgun lying there. I walked up to him. I said, "My best Clint Eastwood imitation. I know what you're thinking, punk. Did he fire five? Did he fire six? Well, frankly, in all the confusion, I can't remember myself. So the question you got to ask yourself is, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?"
But it turns out the punk saw the movie, too, and he's like, "Wait a minute, now, Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood, the clicks on the empty cylinder. So that means his gun must be empty." So the punk reaches out and grabs hold of that shotgun, and you let him hold one in the guts. You say, "Movies are one thing, punk,
but life's a bitch."
It's another Saturday morning with the best of Grease Man.